Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you're asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we'll go over step 4 in the Glover U sales system, time management. In this step, Jeff teaches you how to own your morning to win the day by setting the correct priorities. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 4 in the 20 steps to the Glover U sales system.
My personal favorite, usually people's least favorite, and that is time management. Write it down just like that, time management. I know we normally have all these fancy ways to write it, just time management. So, you don't have to write this down, but just pay attention to this point. There are three main reasons why, as real estate agents, we struggle with this one. Number one, we're independent contractors and we have this independent contractor mentality. All right, we got into this business for freedom and flexibility, right? So therefore, I'm not going to be held to a schedule when that's why I got into this business. I like being able to tell people that I write my own schedule. Okay, that's called a rookie real estate agent that hasn't met a great coach yet. The second reason why we struggle with it in this business is there's just simply not enough accountability. It's just not part of the plan. It's not part of the value proposition of most real estate companies. So sometimes we have to do silly things in order to be held accountable to our schedule. I'll never forget when I was selling at Coldwell Banker years ago, 10 years ago, there was a gentleman in the office, his name was Frank. I said, Frank, you're always in before me. My coach tells me that I need to be in at 7:30 each day, so I need your help. I know you're always in, I know you're dependable, I know you're reliable. I wanna make a deal with you. I'm going to write you 5 $100 checks, so long as you write me 5 $100 checks, and for every day that I'm not in by 7:30, you can cash one of those checks. Because I know that if you have these checks in hand and I'm not in at 7:30, I know you're going to cash the check gladly. And knowing that, I know that it's going to cause me to get into the office at 7:30. Now, I can remember times, you know, like rolling into the office on two wheels, you know, I didn't brush my teeth, so I grabbed my toothbrush, my toothpaste, my shoes, my socks. You know, it's minus 10 degrees out, I'm running into the office barefoot just so I could get there before 7:30 and save myself $100. I implemented that in 2008 with Frank. By the way, he cashed all 5 checks, and I didn't cash a single one of his. I should have picked somebody else because this is the guy that's in the office at 6:30. So I had no chance to make any money. So if there's a lesson in that, find someone that also is kind of late with their time so you get some of your money back, right? But I can remember running into he's standing at the back with his watch like this. You know, you have to put a code into the door to get in. He's not even opening the door to let me in because he wants it to go to 7:31. I got my shoes in my hand. I'm throwing them down on the ground. That's how serious and committed I was to getting in at 7:30. I had to find someone to help hold me accountable to that. And the number three reason why we struggle with it in this business is because there's not a lot of classes and workshops and dialogue and material on it. I mean, honestly, when is the last time your office had signs posted around that said time management 101, you know, next week Thursday from 2 to 3:30, everyone gather in the training room, we're doing time management 101. Honestly, when's the last time you've seen those around? Never, right? Why is that? Well, for starters, if there was actually a time management class that started at 2 o'clock on a Thursday, everyone would show up late, okay? So they don't do it for that reason. And number two, instead, what they do is they disguise them with these fancy things, right? Like 0 to 100 listings in a year, and then you get there and we talk about time management. So let me give you some basic time management skills that are part of the Glover U system. Number one, based on the goals you've set, this is a skill for time management. Based on the goals you've set, create a schedule that includes both personal and business priorities. Based on the goals you've set, create a schedule that includes both business and personal priorities and habits, then work the schedule. Put the personal stuff in first, business stuff in second. So when I say habits and priorities, what should those be? I'll share those with you now. This would be like 1A. Important priorities that should be in my daily routine. Ready? Exercise, family, personal time. That goes in first. Exercise, family, personal time. Next, skills training. It's 2019, you're still talking about role play? Always. Skills training, 30 minutes a day. Right, if you want to put in the, you know, dash 30 minutes, you don't need an hour or two. I mean, if I wanted to speed up the process of mastery, then I'd probably spend an hour or two. 30 minutes a day, right? I always did mine on the way to the office at 7:15, right? I'd do it from 7:15 to 7:30. Some of my role play partners in here, Jeff and I were role play partners. And then I'd pick it up again later in the day. Next, prospecting. Important priorities, habits, prospecting. And if it feels more comfortable to write lead generation, feel free to do that too. I prefer to call a spade a spade. It's prospecting, damn it. It's going out and seeing people face to face, or it's getting on the phone and talking to somebody. And I do a minimum of 2 hours of that a day, whether my goal is to sell 20 homes or 200 homes. Next important priority in my schedule is lead follow-up and conversion. Remember, those are two different things. We talked about that this morning. Lead follow-up and conversion. And that's about 30 to 60 minutes a day, half hour to an hour at the most. Because we all have these big funnels. Our job is to put people into the funnel. That's the prospecting. The lead follow-up and the lead conversion pushes them through. So if you spend more time in lead follow-up than you do prospecting, you'll run out of what? Prospects. But if you spend a ton of time prospecting and not enough time lead following up, you're going to lose appointments to other agents that are good at it. So my lead follow-up time is about 30 to 60 minutes. Next, I wrote down important priority in my schedule every single day, showtime. Showtime. And those are my buyer consultations, my listing consultations, one a day. Not asking for three a day, five a day, one a day. Your entire day. That is, by the way, that has been the culture of JGA for years. It's up on our wall in big letters. If I did not go see someone today, seriously, what did I accomplish? Our job is to get in front of at least one buyer and or one seller every single day. Well, I had a closing today. Well, a closing was just an outcome of an activity you did 90 days ago. That was going to happen regardless. So if you use the closing as your excuse for being productive that day, a closing isn't being productive. That's just a part of the servicing of the administration of a transaction. So seriously, if you did not go see someone today, what did you do to move your business forward? Next, I have written down administrative and operations tasks. Administrative and operations tasks. By the way, next to showtime, I have written down 90 to 120 minutes. No more than 90 to 120 minutes. That's including drive time. That's including working with buyers. I mean, some of your listing presentations might only be 30 minutes. You know, 30 minutes to drive there, 30 minutes present, 30 minutes home. So 90 to 120 minutes under showtime. Under operations and admin, I have written down 2 to 3 hours a day. 2 to 3 hours a day. And this is your emails, your searches, your administration, your returning phone calls, your getting back to co-op agents. And then finally, I have written down flex time. Flex time, F-L-E-X time. This is when we do all the other things that come up. What do most people do? They handle things as they come up. That's what lower producing agents do. The highest producing agents recognize that something came up, they make a note of it, and they handle it during their flex time. You see the difference? We like to handle things as they happen because it makes us appear that we're busy. And if we're busy, then we don't have to prospect because I'm busy. So we make excuses for why we're not prospecting because we're busy. Instead, you take things as they come up and you write them down. It might be a list of 6, 8, 10 things, but you end up handling them later. So 60 to 90 minutes of flex time. If you were to add all that up, I mean, we're talking a 9-hour day, 10-hour day, 8.5, I'm not sure what the exact number is, but it works out to like 8 to 10 hours. And if you followed that even 70 or 80% of the way, you would be, in most cases, like I was when my first coach worked with me on that, farther ahead of where I was when I started, which was just winging it. So putting a schedule in place that essentially has me master the morning is what took me from selling 37 homes to 102 in 1 year. Because I went from not really having a schedule to having a schedule. At a minimum, because there's a lot of people, I get it, you know, sticking to a schedule. Gosh, you know, this is one of the toughest things, sticking to the darn schedule. Well, you know why that is, because you don't want it bad enough. See, if you don't have a burning desire and a clear picture of why you're doing it, you're not going to put the energy and effort into following a strict schedule that is boring or uncomfortable. I don't want it bad enough, then I'm not going to do this. That's essentially why that happens. The number one reason why real estate agents today have problems with time management is because they don't understand why they're doing it. The motivation, we don't know the clear outcome of what we'll get if we follow this. So you got to get real with your why before you can even think about sticking to a schedule like this. So what I like to do, especially with the agents that first start with us, is all right, we're going to take the basics. Instead of writing out a detailed schedule, but at a minimum, I break up the day into three parts. Part one is basically from the time you get up until lunchtime. And that is 100% designed for prospecting and lead follow-up. Lead generation and lead follow-up. Anything, my focus in the morning is generating that appointment for the day. And oh, by the way, if I'm prospecting on a Wednesday or a Thursday or Friday, I'm trying to set the appointment actually for a Saturday. Without question, Saturday is the highest converting day of the week for real estate agents. If I have an opportunity to meet with someone on a Thursday night or a Saturday at 10 a.m., I'm meeting them on Saturday at 10 a.m. Think about it. They're in better moods. There's no traffic, so there's a better chance I won't be late to the appointment. They're not thinking about what they're going to make for dinner. They're not worried about putting the kids to bed. They're not stressing over what happened to them that day, and they're looking to check a chore off the list. So whenever possible, if I have an opportunity to move an appointment from a Thursday to a Friday, and I'm talking to someone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm setting it for Saturday. Better chance I'll get a contract signed. Second part of the day is essentially from after lunch until about 4 or 5 p.m. I call that the mid-afternoon. And the mid-afternoon is when you should do your least productive activities. Because statistically, we are least effective between the hours of 1:30 and 3:30 as human beings. There's probably 10 studies under the sun on this. So, part of our system, what do? We take the lowest productive time of the day and we have you do the lowest productive activity. Because it doesn't require a lot of energy, it doesn't require a lot of enthusiasm, it doesn't require a lot of excitement or flipping the switch, as we talked about. Which is when we do our administration, which is when we do our closings, which is when we attend our inspections. Returning our service phone calls, returning the calls to co-op agents. That all takes place between 1:30 and 4, the mid-afternoon. And then you have, of course, what I call the late afternoon or the early evening, the third part of the day. And the only thing we do during that time is showtime. Because it's a time to re-energize ourselves, to get back at it. We're somewhat in the retail business. So consumers expect us at 4, 5, 6, 7 p.m. So I've got to flip the switch. Doesn't matter what happened to me that day. Doesn't matter how many deals fell apart or how many deals came together. I got to flip the switch and get out there and present. And I'm presenting to a buyer in a buyer consultation, or I'm presenting to a seller in a seller presentation. And if I do that, then I've accomplished what I need to accomplish for the day. Because everything in my day revolves around that. Everything I do during the day revolves around getting in front of a new buyer or a new seller. I can't stress that enough. I wrote down, which I probably heard it somewhere, I don't know, I've been saying it for years, so credit to whoever said it to me years ago. The day we give up on our morning routine, which is the prospecting and the lead follow-up, is the day we give up on our income 90 days from now. Every time, the day we give up on our morning routine, which is the prospecting and lead follow-up, is the day we are sacrificing a commission check or an income 90 days from now. If you don't control your schedule, someone else will. So this idea of, well, I've got a closing today, it's so busy, I'm so busy, I'm so busy, I have a closing, it's gotta be in the morning, that's all I have available. Okay, great, congratulations on that closing. The actions and the activities that you did to generate that closing were 90 days ago. Kudos to you for making some great effort 90 days ago. But what about 90 days from now? My mentality was that I had a standing appointment every morning at 7:30 or I was losing $100. And at 8 o'clock I started prospecting, which was a standing appointment. And I did that for 10 years, by the way. It wasn't until our ISA team got as big as it did to where I finally stepped away from that so I wasn't stepping on their toes. But seriously, how strong do you stick to your morning schedule? We have a theme for the year at JGA for 2019, and it is own the morning, win the day. That's it. For the first time in years, I had the agents put business plans together. Normally, I wanted to know, okay, what's on your schedule at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock? For the first time since we've been doing business plans, which as a company has probably been over 10 years, I said, you know what, I don't care what you guys are doing in the afternoon or the evening anymore. All I care about is what your morning looks like. I want to know what you're doing from the time you get up until lunchtime. Let's put an awesome schedule together, and I will help hold you accountable to that. So everyone in the company has start times posted on their walls, and all we're focusing on is what we do in the morning, because if you master the morning, everything else falls into place. You don't even have to worry about the afternoon. You don't even have to schedule inspections and closings and listing presentations. They're going to be there. They're going to show up. You don't have to put them in the schedule if you master the morning. But every day you give up on that lead generation or lead follow-up in the morning, you're basically giving up on a paycheck 90 days from now. Well, how do you figure? Well, because in 2 to 3 hours of lead generation, prospecting, and lead follow-up, you can probably talk to 20 or 30 people. And if you talk to 20 or 30 good people, no matter what your skill level is, you're going to generate at least a couple leads. You're going to set probably one appointment. So every day you give up on that, know that you're giving up on one appointment, which of course would lead to a paycheck later. So developing the skill of time management is a big one for us. We all need help with it. We need accountability. That's why we talk about it.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live on Real with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U Sell System and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live on Real with Glover U on iTunes or Podbean and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, if I did not go see someone today, seriously, what did I accomplish?